Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Laura Oganowski was 16 years old on 9/11. She was pulled out of her high school classroom and told her father had been killed. John Oganowski was the captain of American Airlines Flight 11, the first plane terrorists hijacked and crashed into the World Trade Center. Oganowski was also a full-time farmer in Dracut, where he grew hay, blueberries, and peaches. Tomorrow, the community will come together to pay tribute to Oganowski on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 by honoring his love of farming and the way he used it to help others. The eldest of his three daughters, Laura Oganowski, says though this time of year is difficult, she appreciates the community celebrations of her father, who she says is never far from her thoughts.
He is on my mind all the time, every single day. And it's really important for me and my mom and my sisters that we keep him ever present. We all have photos of him at our homes. We talk about him all the time. We laugh about memories that we have with him. And for us, that keeps his spirit with us. And it's really important to us as a family that we do that, because he was taken from us. He was stolen from us, and he had so much life to live.
Your father was, he was a pilot and a working farmer, growing hay, blueberries, peaches. That farm is still in operation today. You'll be having a special event in honor of your father tomorrow. What can you tell us about that?
So he was a farmer at heart. I think he loved flying planes, but in his heart and his soul, he was a farmer. He was driving tractors well before he had his driver's license. And the events that are happening in Dracut are actually happening through our family parish, St. Francis Church. Each year since the 10-year commemoration, they've honored my father by hosting a farm stand and a food drive to help raise money for a local food pantry. Not only did he farm, he liked sharing farming and talking about farming with others. There was a program that he had recently partnered with on our farm where he helped Cambodian immigrants and loaned part of our farmland to them to help them cultivate produce and sell at local farmers markets. It was something he was so passionate for.
Now, I've read that you and your family say the place where you most feel your father's spirit is at the farm. And I should mention his brother, your uncle, now runs the farm. What do you think about when you're there and he's on your mind? You know, do you imagine him as an older man on the farm, or is he frozen at the age that he was when he died?
It's a really unique question, and one that I hadn't thought of. You know, he's really frozen in time as a 50-year-old man, as the man that left that morning. He'll forever, you know, be in my mind at that age with his big radiant blue eyes. We miss him so much, and I feel such sadness. I think that's really probably my biggest emotion is the sadness that he was such a vibrant person. He was robbed of that and has missed out on so much. But I also am just filled with such pride that he was my father and the legacy that he left. I do feel lucky that I have memories of him, not as many memories as I would like, not as many memories as I should have, but wonderful memories nonetheless.
Laura Oganowski, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Laura Oganowski of Boston is one of three daughters of John Oganowski, the pilot of American Airlines Flight 11, who died 20 years ago in the September 11th attacks.